I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
We come prepared with two gifts for Abby on her birthday today. One I think she is really, really going to like. The other one is the great unknown right now. I guess it all started on Friday night, really.
On Friday night, I really could have been happy with that just being the only gift. I mean, getting to meet Riley Green, one of my favorite artists of all time. Like, no one will ever be able to top that as a birthday gift ever. You guys have set the gold standard.
When are you posting that kick-ass picture with the two of you guys?
Tonight. I want to do a whole birthday collage with my friends tonight.
You're so cute.
And the Braves and Rangers game that I went to on Saturday. So believe me, it's coming. And when it does, it's going to break the internet.
Y'all match. I'm telling you, I looked at that picture and I'm like, these two, if they're just walking around, they're just hanging out at TGI Fridays, you're like, oh, that's a good looking couple.
Admittedly, we look really hot together.
So?
The ship name, it needs some work. Rabby would be a little, little man. Yeah, we need a brainstorming session. But
what are the two I sent you this week? Those didn't work either.
Because then we were thinking about last names. So Gurfy doesn't work. Murphy and Green doesn't work. Or Mean.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
What about Rybie?
Ryby?
Yeah.
I hate that more. That sounds like a disease an animal would get.
Nobody want Ryby.
That's rabies. Not Ryby.
No, yeah, because then you have to say, like, are we inviting the Rybies over?
Yeah, that's wild. No.
Yeah.
Just doesn't work on it.
Yeah, it doesn't work the same way Tavis does. So maybe it's a sign.
All right, so let's focus on today. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Tommy, will you please bring in the box?
The box.
The box is approaching. Carried by Katie.
Actually came in on Friday, and I told Tommy to save it until today.
She sees what's written on the box.
Oh, okay. It says, the Tortured Poets Department is from a girl, Tay.
You were wondering if she was going to send out promotional boxes.
I was worried that we had gotten taken off the PR list because she sent out Christmas cards to a bunch of other radio people, and we didn't get one. So I thought, oh my God, maybe me and Tay-Tay aren't on good terms anymore.
We probably did. It's just probably lost somewhere in the station.
Yeah, someone find it.
The way it works here at the radio station is you'll find that card 4 years from now.
Katie gave you scissors for a reason.
That's what the scissors were for, Abby.
You're going through that thing like a savage. She just put them right down.
Yeah, she's hulking this box right now.
I could just tell the scissors really aren't going to cut it.
She's 27 now. She doesn't need y'all to tell her what to do.
I'm not an adult now.
For those of you that don't know, Taylor Swift, when she has something big coming out, sends these boxes out to a lot of media, and you're not really sure what you're going to get when you open up the box from Taylor Swift.
What is it?
It's a note.
What's the note say?
To my fellow member of the Tortured Poets Department, here are some tokens of my gratitude to you for your Oh, I think you're supposed to, I think someone was supposed to write my name in here because there's a big gap. That's funny.
maybe we should open the box first.
To you for your support from me, sincerely. I hope you'll welcome this album into your life and vinyl collection with all my love and tortured poetry. Your friend,
mm-hmm.
yes,
mm-hmm.
Taylor, with a heart.
You think, is there a P.S.? P.S., sorry, I forgot you at Christmas.
I'll be waiting for it. DMs are open, Taylor.
Was it handwritten or does it look like it's like,
well, you know, it's quote-unquote handwritten.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure she did.
Yeah. It's written somewhere. It's handwritten somewhere, yep. Just not on this card.
She wrote it once and then they photocopied it a bunch of times.
She's a little busy. Oh, we got the vinyl. This is such a good count. This might be my favorite album cover of hers of all time. It's so spicy. And then I have another one where she looks like a statue. Oh my God.
Wonder which one it is.
What is it?
I wanted to buy this online, but it was too expensive.
What is it?
Her merch. She is notorious for having horrible merch. Her merch this year is fine. Yeah, it's so bad.
It's so good. I almost texted you about it because I checked it out. Like,
this
it's usually bad, but for Tortured Poets, it's good.
What is it?
I got this little hoodie with like a screen print on it.
Ooh.
Okay, dude.
It's like embossed.
In this grayish color. Oh my gosh, I love it. Well, I'm so glad I got it because I almost bought it, but I'm like, $90 is a little much for a sweatshirt that I'm going to spill coffee on.
There's more in the box?
Oh! It's Travis Kelce! Travis Kelce is in the box!
Oh my gosh, sweats! I could have used these yesterday when it was cold and rainy. They're Tortured Poets Department sweats. Oh my gosh, this is pretty fun.
And they match the hoodie.
This is very chic, Taylor. Wait, there's one more thing.
There's more.
Oh my God, there's tissue!
It's a ring! No, I'm just kidding.
Ooh, what's in the box? What's in the box?
Probably
what's
is.
In the little box that was in the box?
A box, a box, box. Oh, it's her bracelet from the Fortnite music video.
Oh, you had jewelry?
Look how fly this is. Taylor really stepped up her game. Shout out Tay-Tay. You really crushed it.
Now, is that little dealie right there that's in the little box, is that one merch that can be bought also? Or is
you can buy it online, but I'm glad that I didn't have to pay for it. Homegirl is getting her check, I will say.
All right, so those are the two gifts that we knew that you would like. Taylor Swift, Riley Green, your two favorite things.
Yes.
We're going to go back and do things old school. This is the theme for QVC. Today, Abby, we introduce you to QVC Roulette.
Okay.
This is how it works. We're about to call up QVC Live, okay? You're going to call, actually, okay. QVC Live.
Okay.
And you're going to say whoever answers the phone. Hi, this is Mo from QVC. I can definitely see you working there.
Okay.
Oh, Mitchell, QVC, how can I help you? You're going to go, oh, my God, I'm not in front of a TV right now, and my computer just went down. Can you tell me what's on the screen right now? Right now. And whatever they tell us is on the screen, we are all going to purchase that for you.
Oh, perfect. Okay, this is fun.
Okay, it could be anything. Like, sometimes we found out in the past, it's the power hour.
Yeah.
Where it's a $3,000 gift, and we're like, okay, we'll wait next hour. So it could be something really great. It could be something very QVC.
Okay, I'm up for the challenge.
All right, so we're all going to be silent because this is a real call between you and QVC.
Okay.
So once you get them on the hook, and they always, I feel like, have been more receptive for a woman calling than a dude calling. So you're curious about this item. You want to know more about the item. Ask for a description of the item. And then when you're ready to purchase, say, hold on just one second for me. And that's when Tommy will take over the call, and we'll pay for it off the air.
And I think we've done this so many times. They know our tricks, so they made it a little harder to get through to a real person. It's heavily automated, but Katie and I got together, and we figured out how to get to an operator.
I got to
press a couple buttons.
Because, Abby, the last time we did this, Kaylee did it, and the woman thought he was being inappropriate because of his voice, and his voice is so sultry.
Creepy.
That we got flagged.
What?
Yeah. Because she thought he was trying to be a pervert.
What is the word? Didn't she use a word for him?
Yeah,
she did.
Creep. I think it was creepy.
It was obscene.
And then I am clocking this as an obscene phone call, like, because they're recording all the phone calls. And so, like, Kaylee is now in the archives of QVC his obscene phone call.
Contracts.
Tommy, will you turn the rest of our mics off so even if we're giggling, they can't hear it?
Yes. All right. I'll dial first. Wait a minute. What in the world? The numbers change.
No, he's got those big old Shrek fingers.
Fred Flintstone fingers.
All right, turn in your mics on.
Welcome to QVC. To place an order or obtain product information, press 1. Welcome to QVC's customer service. Thank you for waiting. We will be with you shortly to create an amazing customer experience. It starts with us. This call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Good morning. This is Stacey. How may I help you this morning?
Hi. I was just watching the TV and I just completely lost power. Can you tell me what's on the screen right now?
Okay. Let me pull it up here. I'm showing the special of the day, the mug book.
The special. Sorry, can you say that one more time?
It's the special of the day for the mug look. It is the pajama set.
Oh, a pajama set. What does it look like or what's it made out of?
Let me go ahead and pull that up here. All righty. So I do show it is made out of polyester and spandex.
Okay, so polyester and spandex pajamas, are they like soft? Do they look like they would be really comfortable to sleep in?
Yeah, they're pajamas. Yes, ma'am. They would be comfortable. Yes, ma'am.
What color are they?
We have them in the color yellow. Looks like we have them in green, blue, black, pink, and then like purple, lavender.
Okay, perfect. Can you hold on just one second?
Okay, sure.
And we're gonna pay for it in just a second. How much is it? Sorry.
The $39.98.
$39.98. Okay, sweet. One second.
We can afford that.
Polyester pajamas.
What? Polyester? No way.
I'm like, is it a baseball uniform?
Get it. The Bert Show.